Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
Hello, it's me from even more in the future than this episode is about to be. We have recorded this excellent episode about using an Excel spreadsheet. It's a lot. There's a lot happening. And now it's 2 days after the record and I've learned some extra things. So right at the end of this episode, there's a little PS and a little PPS if you want to hang out till the end. A sort of Marvel post-credits, a little Easter egg, if you will, but for Excel. Okay, here we go. Oh, hello. File open. Nobody panic. Select your cells. I've lost it, I'm afraid.
Delete row.
Delete row. Insert row. Delete row. Welcome to Nobody Panic, a podcast where we learn how to do things, where I'm recording from home, so I sound very different to my co-host, Tessa.
Hello, I'm in the professional studio.
But also, file, open, select.
Select, drag, drop, sum.
Drag and drop, sum.
Sum.
This sum. Is a podcast where we learn how to do things.
Oh. Greek symbol. Today's episode is how to use Excel. We are extremely excited to do it.
I'm tense.
We're quite tense. This was recommended to us. We had an email saying, would you like to do how to use Excel from a professional Excel user? We said...
Well, actually, it was from her partner who was like, my partner is like an absolute Excel ninja.
Fantastic.
And... her name's Fee. Hello, Fee. Fee doesn't know that I'm writing this, but I thought it'd be fun to ask and just see. So I was like, absolutely, get her on the show. And then Fee was like, oh my God, that's overwhelming. Thanks, Tom. No, but what I will do is create an incredibly simple to follow and just really helpful video tutorial how to create like a budget on Excel. Because that's basically, unless you're using it for work, in which case you shouldn't be listening to this episode because we're not going to be going into the sorts of depths that I think you need. This is from somebody who has never used it, apart from IT year 8 at school, which was only 4 years ago, but like it's a long, you know, it's hazy. And I don't think you use it either, do you, Tessa?
Absolutely never. And that's why I'm so excited, because those who followed our seminal episode, How to Do a Tax Return Live.
Good Lord, absolute car crash.
My accountant called me from the side of the road where she'd had to pull over the car because she was screaming so much while listening to what I was saying. And she said, you are never allowed to do your personal tax return ever again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, understood. We were approaching the end of the tax year, and she was like, right, put everything in an Excel document and send it to me. And I was like, sure, will do. And then there was a pause, and then she said, I know what you've said yes, but what you're going to do is write it all in a Word document, which is what you always do for me.
And what? I was, you write all of your doc?
Yeah.
I did not think after this amount of time of knowing you, maybe 13 years that you could render me
speechless.
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 You write out your bank in your...
Unwise, but not illegal.
You simply press export.
What do you mean export? Export what? From where?
You go into your bank online.
Yeah.
And you go into your bank statements and it says export bank statements. And you just export it and you send them.
Right.
There.
But then she has to go through it and see what's actually relevant, right?
Of course. That's her job.
Right. 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 Yep. Understood.
So did you, were you not doing that because you didn't want her to go through?
Yes. What happens on that bank account is between me and Jesus, and I don't want anyone
to... Well, then
don't
have an account.
Well, that's why I see these are the things that I'm prepared for you to look at what I've done, and this is what I'm not prepared for you to see.
Wow.
To see that I've been, you know... It'd be like,
how deep we go.
It's like, why have you been to Five Guys so often? I don't want to talk about it, you know?
But they don't even... They just see all of the stuff. So she's just looking for work expenses. So she just passes by all that stuff.
Listen, you're saying fair points here, Stevie. I just didn't want anyone looking. Those are my private. That's private. Didn't want anyone looking in there. God.
Well, also, that was like tip number one from the Fee. It was like, it's so great when you are trying to... So if you're sorting your budget out, you just export all your bank statements into it says like csv.csv and you can open that in Microsoft Excel and it just all comes out for you. So that was the thing, the reason why.
So you can export from your bank statement directly into an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, you export it and it saves onto your computer and then you can open it up in Excel. Yeah, if it's a .csv file. What we're going to be doing today is we're going to be making a very simple budget and we're going to be able to also get like a running tally of our finances. And we're also going to be categorizing. And so you can see exactly how much money you spent on, say, personal care, how much money you spent on entertainment.
Right. Five Guys, for example.
Five Guys, which actually I would say is the Venn diagram of both.
Personal care
and entertainment.
Exactly. Okay, so I'll show you what I've managed to make so far. This is what I've done.
Right.
So I personally went through my bank statements, found every in amount, and then I pop them all manually in there with the date on a different column.
Yeah.
And then I've got a little total at the bottom.
Great.
So that's something. And then on the, and then column so what is it down for columns?
Yes.
Yeah, so E column, that's my E for expenses. And so then that's going to list of all expenses.
Great. Okay. Well, look, that's a very specific tax-based thing, but what we're going to be doing is a simple budget, which I'm going to say already is too advanced for you.
I know. That's why I'm right. So excited to learn. My full experience with Excel is that 1 year eight IT lesson. I feel like we got a certificate. Did you?
I feel like I got one as well, but I don't really know why.
Right? If you managed to get to the end of the day, basically you were allowed a certificate that said like you got basic Excel. I was unconscious, basically. I just fugue stated my whole way through. I was just copying whoever was next to me. I couldn't grasp it at all. And I felt so thick. And that is how I feel every time I open an Excel spreadsheet.
Right. You open an Excel, you can open a new sheet. That's what we're calling them, like a bed sheet. Completely new sheet. You're looking at me.
I was thinking, what if we say a sheet of paper rather than a bed sheet?
That makes way more sense, yeah.
Open
a sheet, a new sheet. That's actually probably where it comes from.
Yeah.
A new sheet. It doesn't come from bed sheets. Already, I feel like I'm letting Fee down.
We're going to try so hard for you. I'm just looking across my Mac and I'm thinking that some people, sometimes Mac is like, you have to pay extra for the Excel thing, but it's on Google Docs. It's inside there.
Google Sheets, in fact.
Google Sheets, exactly right, Stevie. Yeah. So just to say, if you're like, I'm not paying for Excel, maybe it's free in the Google Doc Sheets.
Yes.
Bed sheets.
In the Google Doc bed sheets. In Google's bed. So when you open a new sheet, obviously it's tricky. You're confronted by this blank emptiness, as Fee says, a vastness of cells. What am I meant to do with this? You may be thinking to yourself. So we're going to do a budget. Now, the first thing you can do is you're going to go into your bank, online banking.
Yeah.
And you're going to export your bank statements that you want to be like making the budget for.
Okay.
And you'll be given all banks are different, of course, but you'll be given an option to export them in a .csv file. And when you've done that, you can open them into Excel and they will open in what I thought would be when you used to like open a web page by accident, it'd be all the coding and you'd be like, what the fuck is that? I don't know that.
Like the Matrix.
It's got a column of dates. It's got a column of like incoming. So that's, and then it's got everything you spent.
I'm going to try as well, but I can't remember how to get on to my online banking.
I mean, how do you check?
How do I live? How do I get through the day? Okay, so I go on my statement.
Yeah.
And where do we think it says? I've got download transactions. Oh my God, download CVS file.
Perfect, that.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Is it different columns?
What, of the paid in and paid out?
So what you're going to do is you download it with CSV. CSV?
Yeah. No, CVS, isn't it?
CSV.
Fuck. CSV. How can you remember that? Can't.
Can't. Sugar. Vamos.
And we've got certificates from year 8 so that we can do this.
I'm really doubting that.
I think that, how can we both have a false memory of the certificate?
I think I just wanted to have a certificate because you said you had one. I don't think I got one.
Please write in. Let us know if you have a certificate. Okay, so I've managed to just tell you where I'm at. I've been onto my online banking. Didn't know, barely knew you could go there. Did not know you could download anything. Download a CSV. It's got a paid out, paid in total. Yeah. And it means that I can, certainly the ins are less than the outs. And it means that I can now add up those columns should I wish. So I'm feeling already pretty glamorous.
Okay. So, right, you need to categorize your transactions. Mm-hmm. And that's a bit of a bitch. There's not like a sort of way you can, there's not like a formula for Excel to be like, and that's clothing. So you, if you want to be doing a budget, you want to look at maybe like a month at a time, or like, or you know, or weekly or whatever. So you basically look at the dates, take a time period, I reckon. So maybe take like a month or something. Mm-hmm. And you could maybe just do it for 10 things now rather than everything.
Yeah.
You go through and so you're going to categorize it, I don't know, bills, entertainment, like, so that's like going to cinema, eating out, getting drunk, like whatever. Self-categories will be personal to you depending on how you live. You categorize them and how you do that is you just basically like next to the transaction, you add another little title to the top where it says like incomings, outgoings or whatever. Have you got titles at the top already?
I've got description, paid out, paid in and balance.
Perfect. So after balance, you're going to do like...
So questions, less of a question, more of a comment.
Absolutely. Love those.
So I think what my instinct was when you were like categorize, I was like, I will fill each cell block with color. And then like yellow will
That's
represent
lovely.
Snacks. But now what, and then I would simply be looking at the colours and be like, too many yellows.
Absolutely. Because what we're doing is we're not doing categories to help Tessa.
No.
We're still building categories to help Excel help Tessa.
Yes, exactly right. So what
Excel
my
can't see colour.
Exactly right. So that's no help at all what I've done there. No. I've just coloured in. And so what you're saying is like, okay, we put another column in and then I categorise with my things.
With words. A simple word. And travel.
And then what feels exciting and what has started happening now is that when I go just to write the T of travel, it suggests travel. So
it
already it knows. And it's helping and it's here with me.
It wants to help. This is what's very nice. When I was like watching Fee's video and like reading her tips, like Excel wants to help you. It's like you're learning a different language with like a friendly robot that is like trying to help you and it can't speak your language, which is, I don't know, colours and stuff. But there's, once you've done that, like, I don't know, for 10 things or just even for 5 things, whatever. But like listeners at home, you'll do that for as many things until you're like, I'm bored and I don't want to do this anymore. That's fine. And now you've got all of your columns and you can kind of see what you're working with.
Already I'm feeling quite empowered. That's something,
isn't
it? Oh,
that's good. Well, you're going to be absolutely flying in a bit. So you know when you're like scrolling down all your numbers? And you're so say you've done like all the categories for like all of those. And you're like scrolling down. And then you're like, oh shit, which column was incoming and which column was outgoing again? You've got to scroll all the way up to find, for example.
Right, yeah.
You can do something called freeze panes, where you select a row and it will freeze everything above that row. So basically you do it on the first row, so it freezes the title on your screen. So when you're scrolling down, you can always see date, incoming, outgoing, balance. So you can scroll far down as you like, but that row will always stay on your screen.
Okay, could you tell me how?
Let's try selecting the actual titles, I think. So select a cross with all of the titles.
Yeah.
And then like in your like menu-y thing at the top,
yeah,
it will either, there'll be something that says freeze panes, or you have to go to view freeze panes.
Motherfucker! Okay.
So when you're scrolling, you can always see. So then automatically, it's not like an overwhelming load of numbers, which is what my issue is.
Yes. This is so good. Okay. So just to reiterate there for anyone, mm-hmm. you're going view at the top. Are you going freeze? It was the second one down for me. Who's to say where it is for you? Who's across you go. It could be no rows, because I suppose if you're like, actually, this is, I hate it. Undo. Back to no. And then because the other you'd be like, how to get rid of this? No rows.
How to get rid of it? No rows.
And then I was like, then the options there were one row, two row for me. And I was like, I don't want to freeze two rows. But it turned out that meant row number two.
Love that for it.
Love that for it.
Also, little tidbit. When I was learning Excel when I was in year eight, and when they were describing it to me before I looked at it and they kept saying rose, I thought they meant the flower. And I was like, it's interesting that they call it a floral. There's one thing that's got a floral name and everything else is called like a cell or a column. And then when it was like, it's a row, you fucking moron. Anyway.
I think at that point, the teacher needed to have moved you immediately to a different room. You know?
Like right, thank you.
There should have been like, hands up anyone else who was thinking it could be a rose? And you'd be like, great, you need to all go in there for a totally different way of looking at this.
It's a different experience.
Who else is just like color-coding and filling the cells with color? In you,
you
go.
Go with the rose you lady. Start a podcast in about 20 years' time. Now we're going to just easy win
mm-hmm.
with a little shortcut to add a row. Okay, so anyone listening who's on Excel.
Proper Excel.
Control, Shift and Equals will add a row.
And I would say for me, I'm not going to use the shortcuts yet.
No, and let's just not. So all of your incomes, your paid in and paid out, they'll all be, they're just sort of numbers. They're not really, they might all be in like different decimal places. They might all be kind of, so we're going to format them so they all look like it's money. It's to two decimal places. And when she did this, I was like, why? But you'll see what I mean. So select all of your incomings. So you're going to right click mm-hmm. over the thing that you've highlighted and go to format cells.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you're going to have a whole like variety of different things. You're going to click currency.
I'm looking at, I've gone right click and I'm experiencing cut, copy, paste. I can insert, I can delete, I can create a filter, I can sort the sheets A to Z. Conditional mm-hmm. formatting?
Yeah.
Feeling unwell, need to back out of there.
Does it have a lot of
it's
like...
It's gone green, Stevie. Gone green. We've not...
Yeah, all right. All right. So let's just... No, but it's different because it's not Excel. Go to format at the top of the menu thing. Is there a format thing?
Format at the top, yep.
And then see if there's like something like format cells there.
Oh, okay. Format, number, accounting, financial, currency. Ooh, currency, yep.
You're clicking currency.
Currency, yep.
And then that should have moved all of the numbers so they've got like 0.00 so it looks like money.
Okay, it's not so bad here. My currency rounded. Okay, nice. Now it's all in dollars. Not my intention, but something.
Well, look.
But I understand at least, I clear that I asked him a request and he did exactly as he was told.
He did.
I just need to make financial. Shit, yes, okay.
Here we go. So this is where
And that does look so serious now with the 0.00 for everything and everything so neatly aligned, Stevie. This looks nice.
You'd hope so, but I don't know if I'm doing V proud here.
I'm having a fantastic time.
Okay, well then, as long as you're having a nice time, it's nice to listen to two people have a nice time, isn't it?
I'm having a really good time, and I think if you want to get your MacBook, your computer out, other computers available, if you want to get your Excel, however you choose to find it, out and join in with us.
I think that's... Yeah. Crucial.
Yeah, I think we should have said that at the top.
What we're going to do is, and this is going to sound overwhelming when I start describing it, but we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Is we're going to create a formula that helps you to go, oh, right, that's exactly how much I spent on entertainment the entire month. Oh, that's exactly how much I spent on travel, etc.
Yeah, okay.
So highlight all of your paid in.
Okay.
Yep. Your paid in column, all of it.
Yeah.
And I'd say right click and it'll give you the option to do some, or it's on the top, or it'll be on your top menu.
Yeah.
Some.
Okay. So for everybody listening, this is where the sexy backward, no, the front, the sexy E backwards three M on the side.
In a way, W on the side.
It didn't let me right click as an option. I'm sure maybe it could.
How did you come to it?
I've found the cell that I would like the total to be in.
Yeah.
I've clicked the sexy E.
Yeah.
I've clicked sum. And what's happened now is it's gone blue and it says equals sum. But it doesn't know what to add up yet.
Highlighted it. So you highlight it and then at the top on the far right is your backwards E and you do sum and then it will just, and then you press enter and it will have added it all up for you.
Okay, everyone. So if you're working with the old Googles, you want to click on your top number of your top cell. That's the top of the thing. Do not touch the little circle ball. That has always been my problem.
What's a circle ball?
Okay, so imagine a cell, and then in the right-hand corner, little blue dot. Okay. I've always been like, well, that's how I drag down. So that's always where I've gone wrong, because I do drag that down to the end of my numbers, and every cell becomes the same. At this point, I just vomit like The Exorcist, and I'm like, fuck you. But yeah. Now I'm seeing, I click on the cell, I go to the left-hand corner. I drag down gently. They all go a sort of an elegant shade of blue. And in the bottom corner for me, a little green thing pops up telling me the sum. And it's popped up there. It isn't doing it automatic, but it is popping up. Well, I'm dragging left, right, and center here. I can add anything.
Wow. Right, yeah. So you're now summing it up. You're summing the big time.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm really getting to grips with this guy. Delete.
Okay. So now we've learned about sum. I also love how every tip is actually on your computer and also on my computer, it's in a different place. So this is what we're learning.
But I think they'll always be different. And I think that's a big part of the issue is when you attempt to like check something online, somebody, because they've got quite an easy system, will be like, this, duh. And then you do it and you're like, I'm not crazy. That's not working.
Yes. Right. Okay. So give me a category that you've used.
Entertainment.
Great. Underneath entertainment, in the cell underneath entertainment, and if there isn't a cell underneath it, just move it, move the whole thing so there are cells underneath it.
Yep.
You're going to write equals sign.
Ooh, okay, right, here we go. Equals.
And in all capitals, sum if.
As one, oh, that's
one word.
One word, yep.
It's come up probably, because yeah, it probably bloody knows.
He's desperate to help me, this robot, desperate. Right. A conditional sum across a range, sum if.
And now you're going to tell Excel that you want it to check your through all your categories. So you're going to select all of the categories, all the different words, that column. You're going to select all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you click the entertainment word that you've just typed in, not in the column, like the one that you just typed in the row. You'll be like, look for this word.
Ah, okay, yep. Okay.
And have you done that?
Yeah.
And then you're going to select all of your outgoings to be like, I want to know how much I've paid of that word. And then you're going to press enter and it's going to tell you exactly what you've just asked it to do.
Okay.
Has it given you a figure?
No, but I do understand what I've done wrong. So that's something. Hang on. Enter. Yes.
It's
okay,
done
so
it.
Okay. Oh my God, that's what that means. Okay, so you, oh, fuck me.
So it's like you're communicating with the computer by where you
just
click.
Drag,
I never understood
enter.
That. You're going like this, and then he's going, okay. And you're going, I want this. And he's going, you click on that, so okay. And then you go, I don't want you to show me this. And he's going, yes. And he just does it.
We can communicate. Our issue was that he just was saying hashtag no name at me constantly. Hashtag no name. What's my name? And I was like,
you simply needed to name him.
Do you want my name, your name? What do you need from me? Mother, who am I? But now I understand. Now I get it. And it's you put in the equals. Oh my God. Am I going to be?
Yeah, you can do that for all of your categories. So you can do that for travel. And then you can repeat that for. And then you'll see over the month, shit, I spent double on entertainment. I spent double. And then you know where you are.
Oh, buddy, we're pals now.
I think that's enough. You can see everything you've spent, all the different categories. There's one more fun thing which you can do, which you highlight all the data that you want to put into a graph, and you press the graph button and it turns into a fun graph.
Where's that?
So there should be, if you highlight, so say you highlight like, if you've done, I suppose ideally, if you'd done like all of the different things you'd spent on, so like all your categories, you had all your numbers, I spent this on travel, I spent this, then you'd highlight that, including the headline, entertainment, travel, food and everything.
Yeah.
And then you'd put it into like a part, and then there's a little symbol. And it's a little symbol that looks like a little graph. But you can also go insert and then click chart. And it will just turn it into a graph.
In a square.
Yes. It will turn it into a graph. And then you can see like, whoa, I spent more on that. She's literally shot back in her seat.
I did not think that was going to work. Oh, shit.
You can be making graphs akimbo. You can be making graphs all day.
I'm going to be. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Nowhere else would you get this sort of high octane learning. Everyone listening who uses Excel in their jobs every day going, this is not a podcast episode.
I have to turn this off. This is unbearable to listen to.
I love it.
I was like, right, well, now there's just a graph in the middle of everything. But of course, sure. The robot, he's desperate to help. If you click on it, the blue edge, and now I can drag to somewhere else. I can just pop that lower in the bottom.
You can drag and drop.
Drag and drop. That's just popped in now in the spreadsheet just to help me visualize. Oh,
and wow. Yeah, so and then because you're a more visual person, you can then, be, that will help you see what you're spending your money on, what you're not spending your money on, what you need to pull back on. And
what
I think, like,
I
yeah, there were so many more things. But even just learning about the sum and how to add stuff up, because when I've got my little income ingoings and out, you know, I put all my incomings in so that I can have some idea of how bad my tax return is going to be. Just that some idea. And the sum is so helpful. That's just like, I use that all the time. But I've never used sum if. Very exciting.
And then, but not just sum if, like, there are so many things.
There are so many.
Even just in the S category. I'm looking at 14 different options there.
I was going to say that we should do a part two where Fiona comes in and tells us more, but our brains might explode. But we should do like a...
Yeah, I'd love more.
I'd like more. I'd like more because I can't teach it, but I was trying to.
You did
I don't...
such a good job, Stevie.
Fiona made an incredible video, which I almost want to like put up somewhere. I don't know how we can do that. It's so helpful, but trying to explain the helpful video... is quite tricky.
No, I think you did a really good job.
Yeah, you made a graph.
You were swimming upstream with me. At the beginning, Stevie, at the beginning of this episode, my tax return was on a Word document.
Yes.
And I added everything with a calculator.
Yes.
And I just made a teal pie chart. It's actually just mostly teal for that large section.
Would you like a certificate?
No, not yet. I don't want one yet. I know.
Okay, right, wow. Okay. I think you actually deserve it.
I want to be a little bit tidier because I have shown a lot of my workings here and I've had to make a number of extra columns every time I went awry. So there are a number of green columns with every single number the same.
Of course, that's to be expected.
And that's to be expected.
Life.
Then there's a section called sex toys that's got nothing in it so far.
Yeah, but that was a bit of fun.
So there's a number of just stuff everywhere, but I'm really hoping to tidy this up, make it neat. I feel really good.
And I'd also like to apologise if there's any noises in the background. It's Alison Parker, my tortoise. She's back to full health.
Fantastic.
And by that, I mean she's just smashing her shell against the skirting board, just stomping all over the place. But that, I think, added a nice atmosphere to the Excel spreadsheet.
We could not
tutor.
Hear her, so that's something. Yeah, but it's nice to know that she's there, the doctor. She probably was quite cross with me.
Yeah, she was very frustrated with you. Constant. Yeah, also because before we started recording, Tessa said, that fucking tortoise run is massive. And she's very, very, and she's a bit put out. She's a bit put out. But thank you so much to Fiona. Thank you so much to Tom.
You're a wonderful tortoise mother and a fantastic Excel teacher. I wish I'd had you at school. Maybe I would not have had so many problems.
Thanks so much for listening. If you got here, good on you.
Yeah, you can have a certificate if you made it to the end of this podcast.
Have a certificate if you made it to the end of that. And then,
woo!
Bye!
Thank you so much, everybody. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Hello, it's the aforementioned Marvel post-credit experience. A little PS from me, Tessa, hello. So, as you could hear from the actual episode in real time, I was finding the whole experience quite overwhelming. But having now sat with it for an hour, I've actually worked out some things and why I had got so confused. So, just in case this is also happening for you, I went to my online banking. I pressed the date range that I needed for my full tax year. Then I did export as CSV. And then I opened my Google Sheets. I pressed import, upload from computer. Oh, Bob's your uncle. There we go. Very excited. However, then Stevie was telling me how to do all these things and I just could not make it work. So what I'm actually doing when you listen to the episode is just making extra cells and like working along at the same time so she isn't cross with me. But really, I could not do it for love nor money from the actual text that was already in there. Anyway, having sat with it then for an hour, being like, wouldn't it work? It turns out that when you import it from your bank, quite an annoying thing the bank does is that the cells, even though they've got the pound symbol in there and they're clearly money, the bank exported them as a text cell. So remember how we talked about being like, it's a robot and you've got to speak the robot's language, even though you're like, motherfucker, that's clearly money. It thinks it's words, so there's nothing to be done. And there's nothing I could do to change it apart from manually removing the pound symbol. And I was like, I cannot remove a year's worth of pound symbol. This is insane. So I emailed Fee, our Lord and Savior, who is, by the way, Stevie doesn't mention this, a thermal spacecraft engineer. Jesus Christ, Stevie, lead with that, obviously. Anyway, so I'm so sorry, Fee, that we didn't give you a full shout out and your correct title. Anyway, I emailed Fee, who replied 47 minutes later to explain what to do and said that that was very annoying, not my fault, thank God. And she said, what you want to do is do Command F, like you would do to search, and then the little search bar is going to come up, and then there is three dots, not the way it would look on a text if you were waiting for a text, but down, vertical. If you click on that, it can do that find and replace, and you put the pound symbol in for find, and what you replace it with is nothing, and then you do replace all. Ah, mwah. In 1 second, the problem has been solved, and now the robot understands that those aren't text in there, those are numbers, and now suddenly everything works, which is electric. Okay, that's the first PS. End of PS. It's me again. PPS. When Stevie at the end there is explaining some if, she's doing a mighty fine job, but she is failing to say anything about the brackets or the commas or the double inverted speech marks that you need. So to speak this robot's language, you've got to do it exactly as the robot wants. And it's called a formula. And when she says it quite fast. But if you Google it, it'll have it all written out exactly for you. And you want to do the equal sign, some if, brackets, and then the word, you know, follow. I'm not going to explain it to you audibly. You're going to have to see it written down. So follow that exactly with the, I thought the commas were just like sort of to be, you know, give or take, you know, use them if you like, but turns out you got to have those commas, the robot needs them. And when you've done it correctly, it will go a nice color. And that's to say, yes, we're good. We've changed color and we know what we're doing, and then enter and mwah, it all should work. So those are just two little PSs from me that really helped me change my game. And, thank you for staying around for the post credits. Thank you, Fee. Okay. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.